That's the forever digitally preserved version of Nelly's Echo. We have live over the phone line, the very living and breathing Nelson. Pronounce your last name for me.
My last name is Imokpai.
Imokpai.
Eat more pie.
Well, that makes it very easy and also desirable to say. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, welcome. You go by the handle Nelly's Echo.
Yes, I do.
And I like that. We'll get back to that. But I want to mention that you will be at the Sydney Theater in beautiful Sydney, Ohio, the historic, restored, gorgeous theater there. And you're touring the United States. You're speaking with us now from
Baltimore, Maryland, my home base.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, it is.
And you came to great fame. I have never seen a show called The Voice, but you were, I know it's immensely popular, and you were one of the finalists. Tell me about how that all came around. How did you even become someone considered for that, and what was the experience like overall?
The experience on The Voice was amazing. I learned a lot. I grew up a lot as a person and as a musician from that whole Voice experience, but to backtrack a little bit, the show is called The Voice because it focuses on the voice of the artist and not the other extracurricular things that pertain to the artist.
Just a straight human voice.
Yeah, just a human voice. And the premise of the show is you have four celebrity judges who have their backs turned to the performers when the performers come on stage for the first time. And if the artist, if the judges like what the artist sounds like, they get to push their button, and then their chair turns around, and they see the artist.
That's kind of a playful premise, yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool. But that phase is called the blind auditions. Before you get to that phase of the blind auditions, you have to go through several phases of auditioning for different people, the producers, the staff, and everything before you get to that phase. So that way, yeah, at least know you have a voice.
Right.
Long story short.
Well, clearly from the couple of tracks that we've heard this afternoon from your recordings, you really do have a beautiful voice. But you came to, well, you have, I'm detecting some accent, and much of the press material mentions an African background. Tell me how, where you came up, where you were reared, and then how you found yourself in Baltimore, of all places.
I'm from Sydney, Ohio. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what? That's right. That is a little bit of a Sydney accent. I'm sorry I didn't pick that up a little more quickly.
You're forgiven.
That's funny.
I'm actually from, I was born in Nigeria, in West Africa. I moved down here at the age of 16 years when I was, I came down here as a political refugee. And came down here with my mother and three brothers, and we only came down with two suitcases to our name.
Oh.
So basically all we came down with was our luggage and the American dream in mind.
Oh.
And since 1996, I came here in 96, since then I've had the good fortune of not only being able to have a good college education, but also being able to live out my dreams of being a full-time performing musician. I've had the good fortune the past couple of years to tour all over the country playing primarily colleges, and even got the exceptional fortune of being able to entertain the troops at Cuba about 2 years ago in Gitmo. So that was the highlight of my, more than The Voice or anything else, that was the highlight of my, my musical career so far.
And when were you on The Voice?
I think they're currently on season four. I was on season three of The Voice.
We're talking with Nelly's Echo, the nom de plume du of Nelson Imokpai.
Yes.
I did see Eat More Pie. That was so helpful. Thank you for that. He's at the Sydney Theater in Sydney, Ohio, a week from Saturday. That's June 8th at the gorgeous Restored Theater there. You can find out more information on this show. Get tickets at sydneytheater.org, and that's theater spelled the fancy way, T-H-E-A-T-R-E, sydneytheater.org. And, so after a pretty, it had to be a pretty remarkable journey, and I'm also guessing that you began your journey in a musical way You must have had music around because you seem to have you have a very natural style.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in a musical family. I grew up in a Christian family, and a lot of times, you know, we gather together at nighttime before we go to bed and just sing Christian songs and you know, pray together as a family. So there's always been music around me, and so it just comes, I guess, naturally to express myself that way.
Are your brothers also musical? I'm guessing they are.
Yes, they're musical, and they're rock stars in their heads.
Well, who isn't, you know?
Right?
Well, I love that that you came here and found refuge and also found a way to make art and to spread that glow. There's something glowing about music and definitely engaging. So you're working on an album. You say you have two. You're finishing or will be releasing very soon your third. Tell us about that.
Yes. So this summer, on July 27th, we'll be having a big city release here at my hometown, Baltimore, Maryland, for the next album, our third studio album, which will be titled Journey.
We're doing Journey songs today by Complete Happenstance. Wow.
I did not know that.
Well, that works out. Do you have a title track called Journey?
I do have a title track called Journey.
When that is out, you need to send it to me straight away, forthwith.
I might even be able to send it to you right away.
Okay.
It's not mastered yet, but okay. Once it's mastered, I'll send it to you, I promise.
That's great. And so I appreciate that. So you're taking a look maybe at your own journey for your next album.
Yeah. My life, everyone's life is a journey. And the one thing I've learned, especially being a refugee and having a plethora of experiences growing up, and getting to this point is, I make no excuses for the mistakes I've made in the past, and I take no credit for the good things I've done in the past. I just put them all in as part of the chapters in my life, and it's a journey, and I just want to keep writing new and, you know, interesting stories as I go along my journey. And I want to bring people together with this album to say, hey, this is where I was before, and here's how I've progressed through the years. And hopefully you can find yourself in one or two or three of these songs on the album.
We're talking with Nelly's Echo. He's at the Sydney Theater, June 8th. That's a week from Saturday in beautiful Sydney, Ohio. And let's play a little bit from the song and come back and talk just a bit more. But tell me about this tune on your upcoming record that I have queued up here called I Love You.
I Love You is a song I wrote. It's a very simple song, but it's a song I wrote for anyone who is in love with someone, anyone who is in love with something, anyone who is in love with life itself. It's a very, very general song about loving something.
Here it is, Nelly's Echo on Excursion. Stay tuned.
I know the feeling's true. I found a love all I've got to say. I love.
Indeed, that's one from the upcoming album, soon to be released, from Nelly's Echo. We've got Nelson Imokpai on the phone right now. This beautiful song, when can we expect to get the full album?
By July 27th, okay. After the CD release.
Great.
It'll be available on iTunes and every digital vehicle that you can download the music from.
Fabulous. And you'll be on stage a week from Saturday, that's June 8th, at the Sydney Theatre. And tell us what we'll expect to see on stage on that Saturday night.
Oh, it's a lot of fireworks, a lot of confetti, a lot of... it's going to be fun.
You're sassy. You're sassy one.
It's going to be
fun. And you... Okay, so in addition to the trained cats and... lions jumping through rings of fire. You'll have instrumentalists joining you on stage?
I'll be coming down with my bass player and my drummer, and it's going to be fun filled. It's going to be we've been blessed to do what we do. We get to travel and perform, and we play, and people stop and listen and clap. So we don't take that for granted. So what you'll see on stage is just a fun filled, hope-filled, positive-filled show, and it's a fun show for all ages. Bring your friend, father, grandma, even Fluffy the dog.
Oh, no, you watch. People turn up with dogs, and they're going to be...
Okay, I love dogs.
It is a week from Saturday, June 8th, at the Sydney Opera House, or Sydney, a theater, and it's a part of the Raise the Roof Arts presentation from the historic Sydney Theater. I do have some pairs of tickets to give away, and if you'd like to be callers 12 and 13, you can give me a call, 769-1998. That's 937-769-1998. You can go on us with a friend to the historic Sydney Theater in Sydney, Ohio, and see our guest today, Nelson, Nelly. Well, before I let you go, Why Nelly's Echo?
Well, Nelly's Echo is based off the premise that music is a two-way street. It requires a give and take. So Nelly refers to the artist on stage performing the music, and Echo refers to the audience's appreciation of the performance.
Beautiful. Good answer.
Thank you.
I like that very much. He is Nelly's Echo. He's also Nelson Imokpai. Thank you for taking some time and talking with us today.
Thank you, Nikki. I appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you on June 8th. Are you going to be there?
Well, it's a chance.
Oh, boy.
I might could come. I'm actually on vacation that week, so I might be able to come on up.
I'll take that.
Thanks for talking with us today. Bye,
thanks,
Nelson. You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.